Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Publish Magazine, Expert Insights Publishing award-winning and best-selling books, as well as Global Communities and Broadcast. And today I'm really excited because I have with me Beth McBain, a successful television producer and magazine and book editor. Beth turned her focus to studying the psychology of personal development and the healing arts a number of years ago. Influenced by such teachers as Don Miguel Ruiz and Louise Hay, Beth has worked with an elite field of mentors that include Anthony Robbins, Robin Sharma, Linda Dyer, Jack Canfield, and that's just to name a few. In her book, Trigger Your Happy, Beth incorporates a unique perspective on how you can bring life into balance using a number of modalities, including chakra and meridian alignment, yoga, Reiki, meditation, and other energy balancing approaches. With a degree in psychology and music, Beth is a passionate philanthropist who has spent a lifetime both seeking and sharing ways to live an authentic life, and an authentic life she does indeed live. Beth, welcome. It's so thrilling to have you with us and share you with our audience, because our time together is always treasured by me.
Thank you so much, Vicki. It's my great pleasure to be here.
Well, I thought we could start if you would share a little bit about how you came to this passion and purpose in life.
Wow. You know, that life is a journey, isn't it? And truly different choices that you make in your life open new doors and create different opportunities, and life evolves. I think really and truly I've been a pretty passionate person since I was very, very young. I know my mom and dad would have told you that. And it kind of takes me to a story of when I was 6 or 7 years old, and it sort of sets the tone for the tenacity that I had when I was quite young. But I was studying accordion at a very young age. I loved music, and my mom was sitting in the waiting room with me, waiting for a teacher that was teaching me, and I didn't want to go to that lesson with that particular teacher. And my mom said, but you love music and you love accordion. Like, why are you, you know, being so difficult? And I looked up and I said, I want that black-haired man to teach me. And remembering, I'm 6 or 7 years old. And long story short, he was the teacher that only taught the very high-end students. So they had to be 15 years old and up, and they had to be, you know, at a very high level. And eventually, we convinced him to do an interview with me, and he took me on as his only young student. And I stayed teaching with him and working with him and all my life. He inspired me. He created that passion in me. I worked really hard for him. He believed in me. And I soared in my music career to the point where by 15 years old, I was teaching for him, doing some tutorials and doing some assistant teaching. And by the time I was 18, I was doing a tour of Europe with a 52-piece accordion orchestra across Europe, and I was his assistant conductor. And I really learned through that whole process that if you have a dream, if you have a vision, if you have something that you are really passionate about and you follow that with all of your might, that anything is possible, and if you believe that anything is possible.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's beautiful. So how did that take you to inspire people now with the work that you're doing?
I've been told that I inspire others because I have really good listening skills. Vicki, I intently listen to what other people are saying to me, and I listen to the way they say it. I'm totally present with that person about how they're feeling, and I feel them, and I understand their message or their passion or their purpose. I really feel their excitement. I feel their desires, and when I engage with that person, you know, we are totally one at that time. And I share their vision back to them usually. So I'll say, now make sure that I understand exactly what you are saying. And I repeat their what they've told me as to how I understand what their vision was. And I give that back to them just to be clear that I got what they were saying and that I totally understood what they wanted and what their passion was. And we're really engaged at that moment in their dream. Right? So they hear me reiterate their dream, and it usually creates a lot of excitement with that other person that I'm speaking with. And I let them know that I believe in them, and I believe in their dream. And I encourage them to follow their passion and to imagine what the possibilities are, okay? And that I believe in them, and why not them? Why not you? Why can't you do this? And I do think that, you know, my enthusiasm about that and my belief in their dream, being that wind beneath their wings of their dream, encourages them to say, yeah, I can do this. And I inspire a lot of people that way.
That is so beautiful, Beth. I know you're a true inspiration to me personally. And I would love for you to share the most powerful ways that you become inspired yourself.
Well, most importantly to me, many people call me Little Mother Nature, okay? I love to set the environment. I create a space for myself to be creative and to be inspired, you know, sort of a sacred space, if you would, where I only allow good to live, right? I take a walk in the morning in my backyard, and I go into nature. I'm surrounded with the birds, the trees, all the animals. You know, I have a little fish tank with hundreds of fish, and sometimes I just stare into the water and watch the fish. And this morning, as you and I were chatting just before we got onto this interview, you know, a beautiful falcon flew past my window here, and I thought, isn't that a wonderful message for us to stay on focus and stay on message and to be adamant about what we want and about inspiring others, right? I then usually meditate, clear my mind, okay? And I do ask for guidance. I call on the infinite intelligence, and that is my name for God or source or force or, you know, whatever anybody wants to call it. But to me, it's the infinite intelligence. And I ask to have the assistance in helping me to serve the greater good. And then I've set the stage for success for me in the morning every day.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. It just creates such a beautiful image in my mind for the following of the remainder of the day. And maybe that explains why you are such an inspiration to others and you really help them with their creativity. And on that subject, you were so creative, Beth. How do you spark that creativity in yourself? And what's the biggest idea or the most important thing that has come to you from that inspiration and creativity?
Wow. Let me see. Well, I always set the intention, okay? In the morning when I get up or before I get up, right, at the beginning of my day, I always set the intention of what my day is going to be like tomorrow, okay? And I do that before I go to bed, and I do that first thing when I get up in the morning. And I think it's really important because thought always is ahead of actions. And I think how you believe and what you think inspires people to what's going to happen in their day ahead. So I do like to dream in the night, and I do not watch the news before I go to bed or when I get up in the morning. So I do my best to surround myself with goodness and happy thoughts, and I like to trigger my own happiness, right? So that's the book, right? Often
yes.
I'll have a hot shower in the morning, right? And I call on all my spirit guides to assist me with joy, with ease, with flow. And I know we're not alone here on this earth, and we do have to call on our guides and our angels to assist us in reaching our goals, right? I also have created for myself a spiritual boardroom, okay? And this is one of the things that I call on each and every day. And I have around this boardroom some of my greatest inspirations to guide me and to share in their wisdom and their experiences, right? And some of those people that I have on my board are people like Beethoven and Einstein and Emerson and Richard Branson, right? I have Jeff Healy, a blind guitar player that I loved and adored. Ted Andrews, a beautiful animal communicator. Deepak Chopra, Walt Disney, who is very creative, and often I call on Walt to help me with my creativity when I'm needing to be inspired, right? I have a huge, big table, and the support and inspiration and enthusiasm that I get, is all-encompassing, really. You know, and of course, I have Archangel Michael, all right? I call him A. Mike, and he gives me strength and courage, and Raphael helps me with health, and Raziel always keeps me on purpose, right? So, inspiration is about being in spirit. You know, the Greek word inspiration means in spirit. So I call on all of those to help me with creativity and to help me to stay on task.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And, many of us are very familiar with vision boards, but actually having a board of people you most admire to, on an energetic level, connect with them and help infuse that energy and that creativity in yourself. That's such a unique approach, Beth. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think I'm going to develop one of my own here. Never heard of that before. That's
surrounding yourself with people alive and past. I mean, it's really important. And surrounding yourself with people that, like mastermind groups and people that make you stretch, and that you become accountable to. It's so important, you know?
Well, tell me a little bit about having this great board and this phenomenal inspiration and this innate creativity. How does that look for your business from the standpoint of how you work with others? What is it that you inspire them to do, and what is the contribution you're making to the world that way?
I often say, and probably one of my favorite sentences that you'll hear from me is, I like to be the wind beneath the wings of people. I had my years of being on the stage in the music industry, as I mentioned earlier, and that's not always my favorite place to be, right? I feel that people get power from different ways. Some like to be the star, like to be on the stage, like to share their messages. Some are very audio. Some are very kinesthetic. I find that, my power position and where I'm most comfortable and love to soar is to be the passion and the belief and the encouragement and the wind beneath someone else's wings. I do think that I can identify potential, and I see the potential in everyone. And so that is my favorite place to be. And I would say that the evolution of my business and of my life has been probably the seed of conducting the accordion orchestra when I was in my teens. I love pulling together all of the pieces and all of the harmonies and all of the melodies and the discords and the sounds and the music of all the parts coming together in harmony. And as I studied and woven really my music and psychology and sociology all together, I did a lot of writing, and I became editor-in-chief of a couple of magazines here in Canada. And it was always fun for me to be in that conducting role, that editor-in-chief role of bringing all the parts together through a tapestry, through a melody, and coming out the other end with a product that was completed. And, you would put a new cover on it, and you would get it out to the public, and then you would start all over again. And I really love the beginning, the middle, the end, and putting it together and starting a new project. So my energy, my enthusiasm is always about new beginnings, right? Starting over and inspiring others to live their dreams and to reach the levels that they think are, that they sometimes don't even know that they're capable of reaching. So that is where I get my energy, right? That's how I get inspired.
That's fantastic, Beth, and I love the fact that a lot of the activity that you have around helping people achieve this and have that realization is through their own writing and their own creation of books. And we're thrilled to have you in our upcoming book, Ready, Aim, Inspire, alongside Joe Vitale, making your contribution there. We really appreciate that and the others that will be showcased in the book as a result of the tremendous mentoring you do with people from a writing perspective and being able for them to really open the door to tell their story. Tell me
Vicky,
a little bit.
I'm so inspired, okay, to be in such a group of people. I mean, from Joe Vitale to Linda Dyer to Morgana Ray. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I just feel so privileged to be in that same publication, and I'm so excited to see it come out and in your dream to come to fruition.
Yeah, it's really exciting because it's the sixth in our Ready Gang series, and all have gone number one international bestseller. So we're just really looking forward to the possibility of that again with this book. So tell me a little bit about how, you know, you live in such an incredibly creative world. How do you balance that with all of the, you know, hard stuff that you have to do, you know, like that is not, it's not the soft side. I'm not saying hard isn't difficult. I'm saying, you know, more like the planning and the goal setting and the projects and, you know, the action part that has to come to make your inspiration a reality. How do you deal with joining those two together and help your clients to do the same?
Well, that's always the challenge, isn't it?
It is.
For us right brain people. Luckily, I have a left brain partner, okay, and that's always helpful, right? And he kind of brings me back to earth every now and again. So, but I think that is the goal in my life, at least, you know, is seeking that balance and seeking that pursuit of excellence, all right, in everything that I do and everything that I touch. I love to leave everything a little bit better than I found it, okay, no matter what. That's not always easy, as you know. But who says this journey was supposed to be easy? We need to strive to thrive in everything that we do. And so I find that the most important action piece that works for me is persistence and consistency, okay? I do my very best to block off time. Time blocking is probably the greatest thing that I do, is I block off a certain amount of time to do a certain job. And if that means doing accounting on that that block, that's what I do. And if that means writing, then that's what I do. So being persistent, being consistent, that to me is the most important thing that I do in terms of action steps to reach my goals. I write down my goals on a weekly basis. I don't do daily goals. I do weekly goals. And I just get great energy in scratching it off and wiping it off the board or wiping it off the page with pen and just wiping it out and knowing that I've achieved that and gotten that done, right? And again, you know, often if I get frustrated, as we all do, you know, I concentrate on my breath and I go out in nature, take a little walk, take a break and get grounded. You know, I hug my man, I hug my daughters, my grandkids. You know, tomorrow's another day when it's not such a great day. And just finding that balance as much as possible every day. And again, the pursuit of excellence each and every day. And tomorrow is a new day, right?
Very important thing to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. So, Beth, tell me a little bit about when you look at how you would like to make an impact on the globe, make your contribution spread as wide as possible, almost like a legacy. What does that look like for you?
Legacy. Life and legacy. Well, you know, your question reminds me of the fact that, you know, the Olympics are on currently, and these young, fearless new generation are out there giving their all. You know, they're 15 to 16 years old. They're fearless. You know, the discipline that they've had to have in order to get to where they are, the skills that they've developed, the fashion, the passion that they've got for whatever the sport is that they are involved in, and they're going for it at all costs. And this really encourages me for our future generations. I'm enthusiastic at the fact that, you know, my three-year-old granddaughter is on her iPad and showing me how to do games and numbers and challenging herself. It's amazing to me to see what children know at such an early age right now. They know more when they come into this world than we know now. And I do my best, you know, never to use the word no when I'm speaking to the children. When speaking to others, I like to include my grandchildren in that it's not always easy to use words to encourage people to strive for a different way. But often my daughter doesn't agree with me when I don't say no. But I think that it's very, very important that we encourage people to soar and spread their wings and go for what their dreams are, or what their passion is, or what their life purpose is, and encourage them to put the discipline and the persistence behind that. So, you know, my goal really is to leave this planet a little bit better than I found it, whether it be environmental or with writings or with inspiration, you know, and I hope that the generations to come, you know, imagine what they're capable of, right, if we can help to give them the very, very best foundation possible.
Mm. Yeah, what a beautiful picture you paint for the future. It's just phenomenal, Beth. So tell me a little bit about how you help others with maybe an exercise or a tip in order to really get into inspired action. How do you do that for yourself, and how do you help others if you have, like I said, an exercise or a brief tip that you could share with all of us that we could use?
A brief tip. Well, you know, I've spoken a little bit already about what I do, and what I do, I try my best to encourage my clients and people who are writing books to do the same. But the most important thing is believing that anything is possible, right? You must believe that it is possible for you to do what it is that you believe your life purpose is, whatever that is, right? And I believe that your thoughts create your own reality, right? Your thoughts have the ability to surround and permeate everything in your life, everything. So again, before going to sleep, you know, think about what you want to achieve. What is your life's purpose? What is it that you want to bring to this world, right? When you wake up, the same. You know, before you get out of bed, before you even move, just stretch and stretch yourself to say, today's going to be a better day than yesterday, a greater day, and I'm enthusiastic about what I'm able to achieve. You know, again, during the day, you know, make sure that you do a few things to take good care of yourself. I mean, our body is our temple. This is what we have to live on in this earth. So, you know, hydrating is important, exercising, eating a balanced meal through the day, right, or meals, you know, getting a balanced sleep on a regular schedule if you can as much as possible. And I know in this day and age that's really difficult, but I do my best to be in bed, at least resting or reading by 11 o'clock at night every night, right? And I get up early in the morning, and I'm inspired and I'm energized. So having that regularity is so, so very important. And again, doing your best to balance your work, your family, your play, you know, surrounding yourself with like-minded people, people that make you stretch, people that keep you accountable, right? Most importantly, have fun. You know, I think that it's really important to do things that trigger your own happiness, right? That was the inspiration of my first book. My trigger series will be three books, in fact, and I have three bands that I wear around my neck, or around my arm, sorry, and trigger your happy, so it's happiness, right? Trigger your peace and trigger your love. Those are the three books that will be in my legacy, okay? And when I achieve those three, then I will feel that I've reached my life's purpose and I've been able to put it down on paper so that I can share it with future generations. So, you know, I enjoy and I embrace each and every day because this is our journey. You know, life is a journey, so enjoy it, embrace it, and enjoy it because it's your journey.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Beth, time has just flown by, as it always does with you. I want to thank you so much for being with us. Do you have any thoughts in parting?
Oh, you know, this has been wonderful to share a little piece of my life, you know, with you. And I'm excited to see your Ready, Aim, Inspire. I encourage all your listeners to believe in what their goals and their dreams are. You know, be enthusiastic about what they want to do. Write it down. You know, put it under your pillow. You know, light a candle and put it out there and say, I can do this, and I believe in myself, and why not me?
I love it. Why not me? I love it. Beth, thank you so much for being with us. And I wanted to be sure that people can connect with you and tap into more of your wisdom and your inspiration. So is there a website where they can go to be able to connect?
Yes, for sure. They can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter. My website is maverickbusinessconsulting.com. I'm on email at beth.mcblain@gmail.com. That's Beth, B-E-T-H, dot McBlain, M-C-B-L-A-I-N, at gmail.com. And if all of those social media outlets don't work for you, then pick up the telephone and please give me a call on my mobile at 416-580-7434.
Oh, Beth, thank you so much. And thank you so much for the generosity of making yourself in your such a busy, creative life, making yourself available to all of us listening.
I so appreciate it. And to all your listeners, imagine the possibilities. They're endless. God bless. Namaste.
Oh, beautiful. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global communities, and broadcasts, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.